Hello, it's still Friday, the 8th of November in the year of our Lord 2024. Second election special aftermath show. The one and only beautiful Tamara Lee. Hello, my darling.
Hello, I'm gonna take your introduction of me and have it be my introduction all the time.
Well, here we
That was
are.
lovely.
How are you feeling?
Very,
Well,
very happy.
let's go back. The night when the results started coming in, how were you feeling? We did have reports that the police had been called to some districts. So tell us, let's talk us through your experience of election night and the victory.
I was pretty boring because I didn't go out. It was raining here. So I was like a fair weather election watcher. So I did not go out to any big, watch results party. So I kind of stayed close to home, but I was thrilled. And I had early voted for the first time ever. I think only one other time I was out of town, so I did absentee. So that was different for me to kind of to have been voted, banked my vote ahead of time, and then I was watching to see how my local polling place, how busy they were. And I felt like it was down a little bit from years past, which I would attribute to others early voted then too, which I think was the Republican push, Laura Trump and all of the MAGA saying, don't go against the Republican tradition to vote on election day and bank your vote ahead of time. And so I think I could see visible signs that more people had done that. I'm in a traditionally Republican stronghold, but over the last two election cycles, it's becoming more purple. And I walked doors 2016. I did not in 2020, but even in 2016, I was getting more indication that it was going purple. We were getting more blues, young family. It's a nice community, so college educated moving in, which would align with where they were saying, the Re Democrat Party the last 2 days have been whining about losing the base of the Democrat Party for decades and decades was the working class people. And now they're saying, oh, it's the college educated that are left in the party, the successful. And like, all right, this is so demeaning. They're just terrible. So anyway, I am seeing that though, in real life. I don't know if we stayed red or stayed blue as a county here.
I'm going to say yes, but my particular town maybe not. So we have to
Get out and do our work here locally. That said, I was so encouraged to see across the country the lines for people wanting to get in to vote, the enthusiasm about voting. One clip I saw was North Carolina with the hurricane victims, and the kind of caption was, "We've lost everything, but we still have our vote." And they were like, "No house, no home. No cars," but they were still going to make sure they voted. And I just thought, that's incredible.
That is incredible. That is incredible. So he won every state. I do, has he now? He's got the House, hasn't he? And has it been confirmed that he's now got the Senate?
I think there's still a couple elections up for dispute in Wisconsin where Hubdy was running against Tammy Baldwin, who's just a Democrat rubber stamp. They called it initially for Hovde or for Baldwin. However, Milwaukee, which is the largest city in Wisconsin, next to Madison, which is the capital and college, so those are the two blue strongholds of the state. They had shenanigans going down at the Milwaukee precincts, and so there's already been a lawsuit filed contesting those results and the machines and the ballot drops, all of that.
Yeah.
So I think there's enough grounds for Hub D to challenge that. And Hub D was one of the Senate candidates endorsed by Trump. And Trump occasionally, because I was at a few different events with the two of them, well, not with Trump, but with Hub D. But then watching the rallies with Trump, and he'd use that central casting phrase. So I don't know if he was, depends how rabbit hole you want to go. There is, perhaps he was the candidate that they were going to use. Remember how last week on your show, when I was, fortunate to join you, I felt that the traps were set and that I felt pretty confident that they would know exactly where the cheating was going to go on, and this time it would be caught and addressed versus the past elections where it was ago. And then, so I feel like Wisconsin may have been one of those states, the Senate race here for Hub D, because Trump won the state and then the down ballot didn't transfer over. Now you could write that off to traditionally Wisconsinites. Someone has to die or retire before they're voted out because people tend to just go with the status quo. And if you're not doing a horrible job, then they'll pretty much leave it alone. But in this case, I think where the things came up in Milwaukee and this Peter, I'm going to get his name, last name, Bergman or something like that. He's on Twitter. He's been doing an outstanding job of following the election across the country, but particularly in Wisconsin because he's from here. And so he has already, his group, his election integrity organization, has already filed lawsuits. So Wisconsin still may end up coming in a senator for Trump. And I think they do already have the majority. So it'd just be bolstering the number of Republicans. I think they got enough off of Tuesday's election to be able to have the majority because, of course, now all the talk out there is who is going to replace Mitch McConnell as a Senate majority leader with him stepping down. So I think the battle of the rhinos to the megas has begun to fire up
Yeah, I
in that
think so.
regard.
So towards the end of the night, am I right in believing that all the places which are blue on the map are places that didn't have voter ID?
I did hear that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard that they had identified, which is interesting. Again, it's one of those things where I think they've known this all along, and now they're able to identify it and call it out and say, here's where the cheating's been occurring, because all of these places where IDs are required, they're red. So, yeah, whoops. We all
So
scrambled.
we've got my favorite American. Sorry, Tamara, but he's my favorite American.
Oh,
Just
that's
joined the
okay.
call,
Well,
and I
you
want
could
to.
say he's your favorite American guy.
He is my favorite American.
Yeah.
The one, the only, lovely, adorable Mr. David Summerall. Hello.
Ah. What are y'all doing today?
We're doing the
You know,
aftermath.
oh yes, that's beautiful. I love the aftermath. I love chaos. There's a good place for all that. Well, I love the fact that, last time we talked, Lou, Trump was your favorite American, and now that he got
Well, yes,
elected,
well, yeah, okay, you're still quite
I,
close, but my favorite American on a personal friend note. There we
well,
go.
that's crazy because that's mine too.
Dave, we've just been talking to see what Tamara was getting up to over the election. We've kind of only got halfway. We haven't got to the end of when the votes finally came in and he was confirmed. And What were your first thoughts as the election was going through the evening before it got to the end? How were you feeling? Where were you?
I was actually we went to a couple of friend of ours' house for a little bit of a watch party and a celebration in advance. There's a lot of biblical to do that, give thanks. But we were having a little feast actually. Some steaks, cooked up some really nice steaks and corn and just everything that guys like to eat. But I was feeling full and sleepy. We left about 11. So when we got home, it was about an hour away, and turned the TV on as we're getting ready for bed and saw that he won. And okay, mission accomplished, I understand. And no big to do about it. And that's where you have to start watching and saying, okay, why did they let that just happen? And
Yeah.
they're not going to walk away. You can't just tell
That's
the bad
exactly what
dog.
Tanya Joy just said when she was on. And interestingly, when before we hit record, Tamra was saying that she felt a little uneasy today. And that's exactly what Tanya Joy said as well. I mean, they're not just going to walk away. They're not. And by the way, who's actually now in charge?
That's a great question that everyone keeps asking, and we're hoping
Where,
it's
like,
not
where is she? What's who's who, like, what's going on?
Biden. And how vulnerable are we? That would be the follow-up to that question.
Yeah, Tamara, what are your thoughts?
I would agree on a little bit of the apprehension, but mine's not so much on that, or how vulnerable are we? Are we scared? Mine's, I think Trump is in charge, actually, or at
Yeah,
least he's
absolutely.
acting like it, and so he's not wasting any time starting to be presidential and act in presidential manners and put out his policy. And so I think his presence that way, just like back in 2015, 2016, during the election, whenever there was a global catastrophe, it was Trump who stepped out in front of the public, not Clinton, no, who was Obama, I meant, to kind of assuage the fears of the American public. I mean, he acted more presidential than the president back then. And I think he's doing the same thing now of just strength through leadership and not waiting till January 20th to bring that back to the country. But my apprehension isn't about, okay, are we going to be attacked? Because Putin already said it was the end of the New World Order with Trump's election. The peace talks are already, out there now on the table, not just with Putin, but in Ukraine. So I think that stuff is all well in hand. And I do think we are protected.
In
That
40, the last 48 hours, he's had a call with Putin to end Russia-Ukraine, a ceasefire in Iran, Hamas calls for immediate end of the war, and China hopes for peaceful coexistence.
okay.
And what's Kamala Harris done in the last 4 years?
Let me interject this. J6ers are still being arrested, still going before the courts.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen,
So that's my apprehension.
Alfie was just arrested, the big Trump supporter. We saw it on the news. They raided his house and his.
Was he a
So
J6er? I didn't
no, but
realize that.
he was a big fundraiser for Trump, and he had the seed to table store and restaurant.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so I mean, this is a big thing, and so we're seeing the left. When I say attack, I'm not necessarily talking about from outside, guys.
Yeah,
It's from
exactly.
within.
That.
We need to worry about these people trying to leave such a stain, such a mark, take that last pound of flesh. And if there's nothing we can do legally about it. Now, listen, I'm with you. I hope that what we're learning through this exercise is that 2020 was stolen, that there was so much fraud. We've seen the chart with the 20 million extra votes. Where did they go? So we're wondering, is Trump actually in charge now? But if he was, would he let this continue? And is that part of the art of war? You know me, I'm
Well, can I
conspiratorial.
just interject something into this conversation? Do you know the Brunson brothers who were doing the Supreme Court?
Yeah,
So
personally.
Yeah, and so does our Christine, who's from Alabama, and she interviewed them like years ago. I think she was one of the first people. I think she interviewed Loy, was it Ryland? One of them, anyway. Apparently, Loy has been the latest court documents to go into the Supreme Court. And apparently, allegedly, the judge has made a decision, but they've got Loy's got a gagging order on him. He can't say anything and it hasn't been released yet.
Strange.
Very strange. So, hypothetically, if it turns out that they've ruled in the Brunson brothers' favor,
What would that do? What does the
what
Brunson?
does that then mean? So, this is there's more to this. So, does that mean that they will have to be arrested because they've done crimes against the American people? They've started a coup, etc. But then,
Have we decided the house yet?
yeah, I think so. But let me finish this. So, they're back in, I can't remember when, Redacted News, that Clayton and that, 40, I don't know, about a month or so ago, they were reporting on, I'm thinking that it was the deep state trying to push through a 28th Amendment, which was backed by Democrats and Republicans, to for the continuity of government. If a major event happened, 100 MPs within the House or Senate suddenly weren't there, killed or something, how it would the continuation of government? So
That's
they
right.
were reporting that over a month ago. That actually hasn't gone through. What if that was being used for actually the White Hat, the good guys, and and it's linked to to the arrest of all of these people? Because Pompeo will have to go, won't he? Pence will have to go, Barr will have to go, as well as all the others who caused the coup. I don't know. Am I just being like a cutard? Or am I I'm not seeing what's going on? But that's your, I don't know American politics like you do. What would be the case with
Tamara,
regards
would you
to Brunson
go first?
brothers? And what if they had that 28th Amendment? What are your thoughts, both of you? Like, Dave, go first.
Me? Okay. So the 28th, yeah, that's iffy. It's kind of like when they signed up for the United Nations to come in if we ever had a civil conflict and needed a big brother to take care of us, and we don't like that either. There's all kinds of, what about the 5420 dash or 0.01 where they can kill American citizens and use drones and things like that? The 60,000 man secret, army, basically. We've seen this through sedition hunters on Twitter, on social media, all these different groups that seem to be funded from somewhere, seem to have access to this intelligence, seem to have, these vast databases that they're able to build. They're super expensive and in depth, and we use them ourselves. It's crazy to think that's gonna just lay down and go away. So I worry about the Brunson brothers thing. For me, might be what Trump was talking about when he said we still have a little surprise. If we were having trouble with the House, he said that we still have a little surprise. Maybe that's what he's referring to. This is all the shell game. And I think when you look long game and you think about President Trump, people have accused him for years of being the TV president, an actor, this and that. Well, he's playing that game right now. And he's going to show people it's easier to trick them than it is to convince them. And you have to trick them into the truth in this case because it's so vast, so long, and so deep that so many people have been blind. I mean, the Bible's specific, many will be deceived. We're there. And what are we going to do to undeceive them, basically, and show them the truth and the light? There's just a couple of ways. I think this will be the most effective. What do you think, Tamara?
She there?
Did we
Gotta
lose?
unmute me. I muted you. Well, you were talking so as not to be a distraction on that wise and wonderful discourse.
I think that 100, my thoughts are pretty much in alignment because you and I talk so much and agree on so much of what is, you have to see it with double eyes, so to speak, of what's going on and then what's really going on. And my apprehension comes from, is there going to be follow through in the deep cleaning that has to be done? And this
Oh, Trump wants unity. He wants to bring the country back together. But I'm praying that he does understand the need to really purge out the treasonous people within our government. And I don't say that lightly. They have committed treason. And the worst thing to do against your fellow citizen is to commit treason. You're entrusted in public service. And if you betray that for your own personal ambitions, I think that message, and I'm a grace and mercy person, so I'm not fire and brimstone. But the consequences of what they have done to our country that we have all lived under, and the J6ers are the manifestation of that. You have to come through, and right now the discussion amongst, our J6 community, pardon for some or pardon for all, it has to be pardon for all. And Suzanne Monk has done an incredible job, because the message has to be, how dare they go after us and throw us in jail, in prison, for exercising our constitutional rights? They are not up for grabs, any of them. And so I am praying that, whether it's through this 100 representatives under the cover of a catastrophic event, that they'll somehow be safe and secure. We really don't need them. If something happened to 100 of them, we would be just fine. Just like we don't want the UN in here, like David said. So, yeah, that's where I land on all of that. I think we have to have a hard line, and David and I both are being very vocal and lining up that pardon, we're going to hold President Trump accountable to that day one pardon, and it can't be cherry picked. You can't say this one gets to go free, or we're defining, sorry, dogs are barking. Or that this one's a violent one, when the violence was cherry picked out of a reaction to the Capitol Police, and their work was used against them when it was in self-defense. So that's why I think the language has to be super careful about pardons for all. But that's a sidebar, but it also fits in with the rest of it, with the Brunsons of, really it's about we the people taking back our constitutional republic.
I mean, I've just got a feeling it's going to turn around, and everything that they were planning, there's going to be a flip. Maybe I'm living in this hopium, but I really think God's in control. You are one nation under God. It's I do believe that the
Oh,
tide
the
has turned.
revival has been real. I think that's been exciting to see, of people, regular Americans, especially. You saw that with the rural vote turnout. Regular Americans who aren't necessarily Bible thumpers, but foundationally we're Christian, and we believe in the Ten Commandments and the basic moral structure of our society. And I think that's what you saw in that turnout, that we are proud that we are one nation under God.
David, your thoughts. And then Christine's joined us, and I'm going to bring her in a moment. But David, what are your thoughts? Am I living in hopium, that it's all going to be turn out? I know they're not going to throw in the towel quick. I know they're going to be chucking everything at it.
That's
But
right.
I think God's got you. God's got your country. I really do think that.
Listen, I totally agree with that and always will, but it doesn't mean that we still don't deserve the spanking that we, have set ourselves up for. Here's the reality. The two-party system is a one-party system. It's the uniparty, and they're trying to protect each other. They don't want, repercussions for their crimes, because they're all friends and they all hang out and they're all guilty, to some extent. Look, we've talked about varying differences of knowledge, but everybody knows that four people died at the hands of police and nobody has opened investigations on that. U.S. Code 18 U.S. Code subsection 4, misprision of felonies. If you know about a felony and don't report it, you can go to jail for 3 years. We
Well,
could wipe out.
they're still reporting, well, from the news I see, that
But not for
nobody
the most
died, only Ashley Babbitt that day.
what
They
they
don't
say.
ever report on the people that were, the people that you seem to be the only one, you guys are the only ones talking about it.
Well, we actually just put out another catch up, a updated version of the death article, because we had another lady die a month or two ago. Actually shot in her yard by someone serving paperwork, but she's a J6er, so they swept it under the rug. No murder investigation, no arrest. They know who did it. They didn't really even question why she came out to defend herself and her property, and he shot her, killed her. She was a doctor. So everybody can find that story at stophate.com. Scroll down and we'll add it to the other death articles that we've written over the years. And you're right, nobody covers that. Look, America has been robbed of the emotional response that it needed to have about a major event that the media hid from us so the government could blame us. It's our Tiananmen Square. I say this over and over, the government murdered peaceful protesters, put them in prison, blamed them, and used the media to cover it up. That has China's fingerprints all over it, but it's right here at home. That's what makes it, what Tamara said, that much more important for us to see justice for these people, because you can't do that. And if you're in a position of authority, the consequences are three times. You know, for these judges, I'll give you an example real fast. William Sarsfield,
100%.
a couple of weeks ago, William Sarsfield, J6er, who helped save Officer Fanon and helped save Officer Moore at the infamous West Tunnel on January 6th. He didn't do anything wrong, guys. He's one of those guys that just showed up at the wrong place, wrong time, and ended up helping some police. Well, the Judge Walton, a little bitty black guy, and William is 6'8", white dude with sideburns kind of guy, you know, biker looking. He's a mason, stonemason. Anyway, he's big, and this judge is little, and this judge is scared of white people. I mean, that's the bottom line. He's a racist, and everybody can see that through his rulings and judgments. But he remanded Will to custody immediately after his trial because he said the election may not turn out the way you want. And he put him in jail. He said his sentencing is either February 28th or March 4th. So he gets to sit there through Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all the stuff that happens between now and March, waiting for sentencing for helping a couple of cops that they're going to pin him for being in the tunnel and pushing and call it federal obstruction or whatever. It's ridiculous that they're getting away with these things. Where is that cavalry we keep talking about that's going to start saving these people when reality starts meeting the fiction that we're believing? I'll feel a lot more comfortable, but until then, we have to keep the pressure on these politicians. We have to keep giving them the verbiage they need to be able to make the right decisions and say the right things at the right times, because we're being disappointed daily. You know, one of our favorite representatives yesterday said, "Pardon the nonviolent ones." And we're like, that kind of split everybody. So talk to the community. Let us have a seat at the table. We put 4 years in, suffered, and listen, people, if you don't believe me, here's what happened. They used fear, intimidation, and violence against citizens for political aim. Now I'm going to do a trick. If you'll look up the word terrorism on Google, just Google terrorism, you're going to see using intimidation or violence against citizens for political gain. That is what our government has done to us. They are the terrorists. And for all these years, they've tried to blame us and say, we're the terrorists. It's always the pot calling the kettle black. And now we have to call out the entire Uniparty and take people from both sides, make public examples of them legally in the courts, and leave that memory in people's minds that you can't do that. Look, we have it down here. You can't mess with Texas. Don't mess with Texas. We mean that. We need to Texify the rest of the country about that when it comes to the Constitution, because they have deprived us of our constitutional rights, and that's a very serious offense.
And the judges, which we've seen in DC, and the weighted juries and the prosecutions and the defense attorneys who play ball with the prosecution, all of them need to be held account to a much higher standard. And if we have to choose between punishing J6ers who maybe went inside the Capitol to those in power and are interested in our government to be the arbitrators of justice, the hammer has come much harder on those than the citizen.
Sure. And I'll put it to you in these terms, and this is the most simple way that I can believe, and I believe I would speak for the majority of the J6 community. If you want to give us a pardon in exchange for forgetting about it, forget the pardons. We're not going to forget about it. We never surrender. If you haven't learned that about us by now, you haven't watched any news, fake, real, or otherwise. J6ers aren't going to go away. This is our topic. This is what we've done in sacrifice to our country. And I have not suffered compared to the people who have been charged. But let me tell you, it's been a very rough ride for those of us who were even there and have lived in fear every day that they're going to kick your door down, put the little red dots on you, take you to prison. And that's a reality. So there's no way that you can terrorize your citizens like that and walk away scot-free. I won't allow that. Neither will any other J6er. And we're not going to trade our constitutional rights to get them back, to give these people who did this freedom. That is not going to work.
Thank you. I've got my co-host from Alabama, the wonderful Christine. Hello, my love.
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
And hello to everyone.
We've got Dave and Tamara here. You spoke to, what brother was it? We'd just been discussing the Brunson brothers, and I did mention that you had said yesterday that
right.
the judge had made a decision on the case and that he's under a gag
both,
order.
Right. Both of, both Loy and, Roland. Yeah, they're both under an NDA right now, which means that the Supreme Court has made a decision. Johnny Inlow spoke about this yesterday, and I just, or a couple days ago, I guess it was Monday, maybe first part of the week. And just prophetically, he said, you know, it hit my spirit when he said it, because it's what I've been saying all along. This would be so easy for God. While the deep state still thinks that they've got about 75 days from the election day to the swearing in of Trump to run havoc all over all of us, wouldn't it be so cool if by the end of today, God just says, okay, boom, Supreme Court, release that ruling, and there's just a mass arrest of all of our government that was involved in all this hot mess?
Do you think they would do that?
They would have to. They would have to. And Trump would get to finish out his term and would literally be president by Monday. And I'm believing in faith that that is possible, not probable, but I believe in faith that that is possible. And I still see the hope there that God's doing this. Man is not doing this. God is doing this. And we have all been in this fight with him. And I know that case is so poignant for such a time as this. It's just, you look at the way God works and the way he moves, and that's it. You know, when he does it, it's like we go to bed one way and we wake up another. How many times have we heard that in prophecy? And how when God moves, he moves so fast, you know? So yeah. I would love it. I am thrilled that Trump won. I am prepared and armored up and ready for the battle, if there is one, between now and the time he is sworn in and after. However, I could totally see God saying, yeah, I'm not done. Watch this. Boom. And just going ahead and sweeping the floor with this whole thing.
Yeah.
And us all stepping into our blessing and our promises that we have been, you know, expecting. So I'm expecting great things. No matter how it comes, no matter when it comes, I am just expecting great things. And I'm so grateful for everyone on your panel that had a chance to chime in over this election. Great shows, you guys. And we certainly appreciate it. Sorry, I missed those.
That's all right, love. So, Tamara, what can you see his Trump's cabinet? He's already chosen his chief of staff.
Yeah.
I think Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to be absolutely brilliant. I hope that he
Larry.
Takes Bill Gates and Fauci and other big farmers to task, especially for what they've done to what the children, both, you know, over there, and it will trickle over here. It, you know, what's going on there, it's going to be a domino effect. It's going to sweep. So what are your thoughts, and who do you think is going to be in certain positions? Who's he going to bring back?
I don't know that I have necessarily any names. I was watching, like I mentioned previously, the Senate Majority Leader kind of names rising to the surface, and I would be adverse to any. Like I heard Bannon say this morning, "Oh well, we're not going to have Omega," and I'm like, "Why not have Omega? That's what we need. That's what the American people said they wanted." And so I'm praying that we do get mega candidates or mega representatives and appointments that really are all in with Trump and the mega agenda, America First. And not the worst thing to do would be to just continue with politics as usual. It has to be a shakeup. And all those who were part of the old uniparty need to go. They need to go.
I agree 100% on that.
Yeah.
What about what do you want to see? I mean, Trump's got to, you know, if he's going to, he's making these calls. Obviously, these judges who are putting the J6s, they're Democrats. There's an agenda, so there must be kind of a process. If he could, to get them out before the election, you know, could he put pressure on certain people to get them freed beforehand, or would it have to be a day one thing?
Well, they could make him Speaker of the House tomorrow, and he could facilitate a smooth transition and lock up everything, so all the prosecutions and manhunts stop temporarily, because Johnson won't. But you know, I on the hopium side of things, there's another way to clean house. They didn't have a quorum at the 2020 election because Nancy kicked a bunch of guys out in the hall for COVID reasons. And they said, well, how do we even ask questions? And Pence said, this is not the forum for debate, and please get in the hall. So they didn't even have a quorum. They certified a fraudulent election because Pence didn't send it back to the state. So it's still in the air as far as, you know, so you couple that with Brunson, and then you put everybody that voted in this fraudulent election. You can clean house completely. You use the 18 U.S. Code subsection 4. And here's the way that works. And here's the way it works for J6ers. You put them all in prison and you keep them there while you do your discovery. And that may take 3 or 4 years, but we'll eventually get to you. Now, I'm sorry, a lot of people are really, really old and may never see outside again while they're waiting for their trial, but that's justice. And, you know, what's good for us is good for them. And I think if more people took that attitude, you would never see someone try to take over America from the inside again like that. They would say, no, remember what happened to those hundreds of politicians that were corrupt for so long, and they got all their properties and assets and monies and holdings and stocks and everything seized, liquidated, distributed to the people, and they spent the rest of their lives in jail or worse. So that's the example. That's the memory that we need so that we can have that glorious age. You can't have a glorious age, a golden age, I'm sorry, without the refining of the gold. And I think we have to have that process first, and then it will be glorious.
Well, and now with the juxtaposition of the 2020 election to the legitimate 2024 election, there's the compare and contrast, and that one chart that is out there where it shows all the millions of votes that Biden received in 2020 that somehow weren't there any other election year and vanished this go around. I think for the American public, you can say, they needed the win now to be able to go back and, like David said, say it was an illegitimately certified election. Here's the evidence, the data that shows that it was an impossibility without cheating going on, should never been certified. And so now all of those who participated, now could they get off on a culpable deniability that they didn't they didn't know it was fraudulent and just went along with all this certifications. Maybe, but I'm with David that it has to be very definitive of
how can they do
showing.
That though? How can they, how, because look at the 2,000 mules, look at the, you know, the evidence that was even caught on camera, that we, you know, that dumping off of bags, boarding up things, all the evidence was there and they took it all to court. Didn't Sidney Powell have stuff as well? I mean,
well,
the evidence was all there.
You've got hammer, scorecard, you've got, you know, various, you know, the, what was her big thing? The Kraken, you know? So,
yes.
I mean, you're still, these things are in place. Sydney took a backseat on purpose. She stepped out of the way for a reason. It doesn't mean that that topic went away. It just means that she removed herself from the equation. We see that quite often in this political climate, but it's like the Brunsons. Nobody heard anything for 2 years, you know, oops, here it is. It's still alive. They never killed it. It's just people's attention span. If you could sit back and look at it in the past on a chart, in a timeline, you could understand much more. But from where we sit, we're so in the middle of it. It's like being in the relationship, not knowing how dysfunctional it is until you're out of it. And you look back in and you say, oh my gosh, that was happening right in front of me. And So this is the thing. This is the thing. There had to be a process. And it can't be fast. It has to be gradual. You have to bring people along. Exactly. Look at the numbers. Like Tamara said, the revival, the heartland, the good people in the rural areas saying it's time for us to be the directors of our own business now, the leaders. You know, we can't let our government run our business because they won't run it for us. They run it for them. We know that. And until we take that power, like Trump said, I'm giving the power back to the people, not the politicians or the parties. He knew what he was saying, and now it's up to us, and that's what we did this election, to overpower everyone's sheer numbers, and the proof in the fraud this time, the way they were able to identify is because of last time.
Yeah.
And the forensics that they've done on 2020, I do not doubt that between now and January, if they don't come out and say, we have everything we need, and Trump gets to say, get out of my chair. I'm the president still. So there's things that can happen. I pray every day that God is not going to let us suffer the punishment that he, you know, sees a few good men left and does, you know, honor the covenant basically with us and carry us through because we're so close. And it's the closest we've ever been to making this country, you know, heaven on earth. We have the potential of doing great things and being that shining light on the hill again. And this is our last shot. And I think being on guard is different than being scared. And I'm not one that lives by fear. But if everybody's aware and they stay in the name, they don't sit back and relax. Hey, we got this. Stay vigilant. Keep your hand on the
Absolutely, yeah.
That's it. That's
yeah.
It. Couldn't agree more. And I wanted to share this. This came up from Diana Larkin today, and it's dated November 8th at 9:48 a.m. It's a prophetic word, and it's called Ready to Launch. And God said, I am ready to launch my rescue operation that has been going on behind the scenes out into the open where everyone will see it. You will see my fiery judgments fall on the wicked, the traitors, and those who take innocent lives. As the leaders are exposed and brought down, it will result in my fiery judgments going out all over the land. These judgments will release the fear of the Lord across the land, and the fear of the Lord will destroy the yokes of bondage to sin and shatter the lies that people have believed. My fiery judgments may seem harsh, but righteousness must be restored to your nation in order for you to remain free. Sin always produces bondage and strife, while righteousness always brings freedom and peace. My fiery judgments will shake many out of perverted lifestyles and into the beautiful purity of a life yielded to my ways and to my heart. Will you stand with me in this release of my fiery judgments? There will be great losses in people's lives, but realize these losses will burn away what defiles, and it will make room for the true blessings. Be ready to comfort and counsel those who repent and come to me through the blood of my Son. Be ready to disciple them in my word, my ways, and my heart. I am ready to launch my fiery judgments to cleanse and purify your land. Have faith that this is the season of fiery judgment, and it will produce a good future for the people of your nation. And I really think that sums up kind of what he does, how he does it, and where we are. And it's exciting. These are the most exciting days to live in. And I'm
looking
forward.
I do think everyone should be
comes.
Prepared, like globally, like especially us here in the UK as well, because they are going to throw everything at it. You know, we're seeing all these breakdowns of the people on The View, Morning Joe. Then you're seeing all the TikToks with the. It's humiliating the state some of these people are getting into.
Well, that's kind of the thing I want to have people being alert for. We could be looking for a Christmas of love, like we had a summer of love. They're already hitting the streets in different places, and we know that that's part of the chaos, the anarchy plan, you know. And whoever, you know, that is doing that or funding that is going to be one of the, you know, people that has to pay the price at the end for that subversion of what's happening to America. It's systematic. There's some really high people involved, and that's the examples we need. And you know, I think that prophecy is perfect. It falls in line with the refining process of going into the golden age. And you know, I think that's what the majority of people are feeling and praying towards. And I think that's where the power is. I think that's what got us this far, and I think that's what will carry us through.
Amen. I agree.
Amen. Well, guys, thank you for coming back and sharing. I've got to talk to Christine a little bit, see where she was. I sat up literally all night. I was doing Benny Johnson. I was watching his feed, and I think I fell asleep at about 5 o'clock in the morning. Good and then my son woke me up at 10, and then I had to go drive 2 hours to an event, but it was fantastic. It was incredible. She never came out and conceded, obviously, on the night. It was hilarious seeing Jimmy Kimmel shed a tear. I've only seen clips and stuff of all of these. And interesting, so many of the people that were going to leave America were all at Diddy's or on Epstein's. I think actually 99% of them were. It's interesting, that, isn't it?
For sure.
Dear.
We are ready to see something happen on the trafficking front and on the
We've
border. And if we don't fix that, then America doesn't deserve anything.
You know what? If we can't stand up for our own children and armor up and be warriors that we have been called to be to protect our children, our babies, and our grandbabies, who are we?
That's right. Well,
and that goes the same for your own people. Like, unlawfully taken, kidnapped, really.
Right.
They've been kidnapped.
And their lives destroyed, the suicides. Yep. We're up to 23 people in the latest death article from the J6 community. And what, nine or 10 of those that we know of are suicides. That's why we're trying to get Trump's attention and say, sir, you have to do something day one and come through.
Right.
Or there's going to be more suicides, and you will not recover from that stigma.
That's true.
So we need to get that message to him. These people are dependent on him. Listen, thank you for having us back on here. It's always a joy and pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you. I know you're at work. So stophate.com. Check out Dave's movies. They're all there. Follow Stop Hate. Tamara is involved with Stop Hate as well. She's on Twitter, Tamara Lee. And sorry?
It's Tamara Lee LLC on Twat, and then Tamara Lee on Truth Social.
Okay, I'll put the links to both
And
your channels
yeah.
down
And
there.
I do work with David at Stop Hate, and David and I also work together on Unredacted Media website coming soon.
Oh,
Stay tuned there.
and the
And the 1A
films.
Film Fest. So those are our new babies.
Yeah,
Oh.
1afilmfest.com. Everybody needs to go there and get your tickets. We're about to release that post-production version. We've been working so hard and trying to get everything just perfect. So any day now, you can go ahead and buy your tickets at 1afilmfest.com. Got to
But
throw
we
that
might
plug.
be coming into America in January. It's looking actually more and more likely at the moment. I've left it
Cool.
up to God.
Yeah.
If he wants us to, he's got to hurry up because we've got to get visas and find somewhere to stay.
Well, you might be able to go to DC with us in January. I think
That's
we're
what the
talking.
plan is. I want to go to DC. I have to go to Tennessee for R. James. And then we were thinking Florida. I don't know. God, I'm leaving it to God. But if he wants me to go, he needs to hurry up. So I can get tickets and get sorted.
I love it. I
So if
love it.
anyone would like to support this show and get Liberty Tactics over to the States to do reporting for everybody here in the UK as real reporting on the ground, talking to people, meeting up with all of my colleagues across the pond and my favorite American, other than Donald Trump. And maybe we'll even try and get into Mar-a-Lago. Who knows?
Love it.
Whatever. If you'd like to support us to get to the UK, to get to America, we would very much appreciate it.
Yes, I suggest that because I want to see my friend and go on the big tour. That would be beautiful. That would be
Oh,
beautiful.
for
Guys,
sure. Thank you so much, Tamara.
thank
Thank
you.
you, darling.
A
And
pleasure
we'll
as
be in
always.
touch soon. And we'll do a show before January anyway. So God
Great.
bless you both.
Wonderful. Thank
Take
you.
care.
Bye, Lou.
Bye, guys.
God bless you guys.
God bless you. I'll see you.
Well, that's great that you joined the show because we haven't spoken. We did do a show the other day, but I don't know, the file was corrupted and I can't actually save the recordings of the show at the moment
That's all right.
to the Zoom. But this is great that you're here. How are you doing?
I'm good. I had a really busy morning. I was cleaning, well, beyond cleaning. I power washed a house by hand. Yeah, and raked pine straw. So whoo-hoo, I've been busy. So I just popped in and I've got to pop back out in just a few, but I had just a couple minutes and I thought I'd jump on while
You
you
must
were
have been
live.
psychic. You must have been psychic that we were on.
Well, it worked out perfect. And I got to catch, a little of both of them. So that was really exciting. I'm glad I got to finally say hi. But
Yes.
yeah, how have you been?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm feeling unbelievably positive, always, as always. But look at what's happened so far. I ran through the list. So within 48 hours, Trump's had a call with Putin to end Russia-Ukraine. There's been a ceasefire in Iran. Hamas called for immediate end to the war, and China hopes for peaceful coexistence with America. And that's been in
Well,
48 hours. What's Kamala done as vice president for the last 4 years? Just asking for a
absolutely
friend.
nothing. Just absolutely nothing.
So I do
Nothing good.
believe I'm going to go back to this. There isn't going to be any central bank digital currencies. There's not going to be 15-minute cities. The 5G will get exposed to what it is, as what it is. And repercussions will be coming for all of those who've been vaccine damaged and poisoned by the jabs. Our children will have justice.
Yes, they will.
The trafficking will stop.
Yes, they
Those who've been
will.
involved in the abuse of children will be exposed. And I feel it
Q
in
was
my
right from
heart.
day one. Q was right from day one. And it's 100% a military operation. God is in
Yes.
control.
Yes.
And as far as prayer and fasting and armoring up, we need to not let our guard down. There's no need for fear, but we do need to stand and we need to occupy. And we are entering the kingdom age, which is the golden age that Trump speaks of. And that is biblical. And it's coming. We are about to see a jubilee on earth like we have never seen before. And it's going to be beyond life changing. I mean, it's going to change every life on this planet.
Can I just say that I've just
Everyone.
had this, it's not a very upbeat little thing. It's just crossed, just went through my brain just now. What if the other countries within the Five Eyes who've been complicit in the spying and treasonous acts against Trump, i.e. the UK, Australia, I can't remember the other Five Eyes countries, but what France, what if they start meddling and trying to stir things up. That you see,
So
I shouldn't have even had this war because
you've
it's
got Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and the US.
right. Those are in the Five Eyes.
And
So what if they start stirring stuff up to try and cause this tension?
they will do everything in their power to do that. But like I said, they are doing so much infighting amongst themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that they're going to eat their own. I think that's what's happening right now. There is no leader in the Democratic Party
That's
right
what I was
now.
going to say. I said this today before you jumped on, and I said it to Tanya earlier. Who's actually in charge?
Right. This is the hand of God. This is the providential hand of God moving like only he can. And you can see the fear worldwide when
Yeah.
Hamas says, "Oh, our bad. We're going to go ahead and stop right now.
In
This was just a
a
bad
yes.
idea. You know what? We may have jumped the gun. That was pretty stupid. Whoops. Trump's back. Gotta go." I mean, it's hilarious to watch because there's no way. There is no way that they are going to get what they want. They're out of money, they're out of resources. Everything is going to be taken from them. And they like that prophecy said, the hand of God is about to just show, he's about to backhand every one of them. I
But
mean,
what's funny, what is amazing though, is this is the exact how things are playing out, exactly what we were reading in 2017 and 2018.
yeah.
It's practically like unbelievable. Like it's ridiculous. It's
It's
almost word for
incredible.
word.
It really is. It really is. And if you go back for any listeners that are not familiar with Q and, you know, the plan to save the world, it's not just America, it's the world.
You can listen to Liberty Tactics, old
Yeah, go.
shows with Roy Davis. We were back doing these shows in 2019 on the Q stuff with Roy.
Absolutely. And it's a good time to look at the Q drops again, and you will see how much has already happened when you start looking back and you're like, wow, because you can just start checking things off the list,
Yeah.
you know? So it's
Q posts.
exciting.
There was Q posts online, and I used to like qpost.online, and that was really good, but that's gone. So I
Well,
think there's
there's
qalerts.pub is one to look at. And if you want to go and look at certain dates, just go into the search engine, put the month as in three letters, like NOV, and then 08, and it will bring you up all of the posts for that day. And there is a thing to show you how to search if you want certain keywords to come up, but it is a very good tool. And you can put certain things in, certain words in for them to come up. It's a good tool. I know people think we're Q-tards, as they say, and that it was a psyop. Yes, it was a brilliant psyop, an absolute genius psyop. It was the
Right.
way to get out. Could you imagine everything that's been going on in the world with the Ukraine and everything else, if actually the whole world believed everything that was going on and they didn't have a heads up of what's to come and that patriots and white hats were in control?
Well, let me just read you Q drop 4961 from November 8th, 2022, 2 years ago. Endless lies, endless wars, endless inflation, endless printing, endless oppression, endless subjugation, endless surveillance, Who will put an end to the endless taking control? You.
Shut
And
up.
We know, yeah, that was 2 years ago today.
Is that
and
the
we're
only post
seeing
on the
it
8th? Is that the only post on the 8th of November?
On the 8th, yeah, that was it. That was it. So I just think it's so funny. It doesn't matter how far you go back. Everything you look at, you're just like, wow.
What the ninth? So weekends, like big stuff back in the early days of Q, used to drop out. We had all the Nexium stuff come out over a weekend. We had a load of the Epstein and the Rachel Chandler stuff. I remember that was over a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because I ended up spending my entire weekend down rabbit holes. So we are coming up to a weekend. Who knows? I might just go and have a look, quick look while we're on air at what went, what's to it. Was there any posts?
I pulled up Q Alerts.pub, and on the 11th, which will be Monday, I believe, it says, who are the silent thieves? Why are they manipulating you? How are they stealing your wealth? Bubble, crash, steal, lie, repeat. What is inflation? Monetary manipulation. Taxation without representation. Put an end to the endless. 1913. Interesting. So we might see a market move on Monday. Just food for thought. So,
well,
yeah, it's really
what a time to be
interesting.
Alive. So the new shows are going to be back next week. We're going to be releasing them on a Friday morning. We're going to record on the Thursday, because that way more of us can be here. And the new shows will be returning with a new season as of next week. As I say, we're going to try and get to America. If God wills it, we'll do it. So
you know you can come stay with me anytime. Come on,
know,
girl.
I
come
know.
on
Well,
down to Alabama.
It's just I'm gonna have a little bit of a party. I've got Daisy, who baptized me.
Right.
She's like, we stuck to, we it was her and I that were watched the inauguration, and we saw the boat come out and do the queue, and we were on a call for 13 hours. We both on speaker screaming because we both saw an emergency alert. And then by the time I got my phone, it had gone off the screen, but because the two of us were screaming down the phone because we were convinced everything was going to kick off in 2020, as did many, many others. So, yeah, Daisy's got Daisy in tow and maybe another friend.
That is
so
so
we'll have to work
exciting.
It out, even if I come over and then I'll just have to come back again.
For sure.
We'll see what happens. It's all in God's hand. Where we go, what we do, it's all in his hands. We will be going to Florida. You'll go to Florida, won't you?
Of course
we'll
I'll go
meet
to
in Florida.
Florida.
We'll all meet in Miami or something. We'll all just have a look. I don't know. What happens, happens. Let's discuss that off air. LibertyTactics.co.uk.
Right.
Obviously, you've got StopHate.com. Christine's over in True Social, the Q team. Awesome. I'll be back with more interviews next week. If anything happens over the weekend, we might do a prophecy show Saturday night or Sunday, possibly. But if anything does happen, Greg Fernandez Jr. is going to be back on over the weekend as well with his thoughts on the aftermath. Greg, obviously, very much reporting on Bohemian Grove, being down there for many, many years, way back since like 2010, 2011. So he will be back on. It'll probably be tomorrow. But if anything big happens, we will be back on, won't we, Christine?
Absolutely. Thank you guys for listening and have a blessed night.
God bless.